Welcome to Good Deeds. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me is someone that we have had on before, Sarah Garris. She is the founder and CEO of Woven Anew on Central Avenue. It is a boutique that supports women. And Sarah, I want to welcome you back to studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nanette, so much for having me. I really am so honored.
Well, tell us a little bit about your journey from the corporate boardrooms of Procter & Gamble to the heart of St. Petersburg.
Okay, so I grew up in the Middle East, and I work with Procter & Gamble in different countries around the world, whether developed or undeveloped countries. And my heart has always been, throughout my managerial career, is to give back and to support women. And it's funny how my life journey has brought me to St. Pete, and the actual seed for this mission was a 2 a.m. knock on our door at our house in February, a freezing cold night, where a 16-year-old girl had jumped off a boat, swam to our seawall, and she has escaped human trafficking. And she was begging us to call her mom to come pick her up. And that really opened my eyes to the needs, especially for the Gen Zs who are surviving trauma and hardship. And that took me to build this mission and ministry in the heart of St. Pete to serve these young women.
Well, you know, it is an amazing story. And, you know, you are really anchored by two things, your Christian faith and your transformative power of mentorship. Let's talk about the power of a spiritual mentor. And who were some of your mentors, Sarah?
So growing up, yeah, I had my Sunday school teacher. She was my spiritual mentor. And also growing as a Christian woman in Egypt, we were a minority. So being a Christian is a minority. And as well, being a woman who has aspirations beyond just cooking and cleaning in the house, that was also a challenge. So she was one key spiritual mentor for me, as well as my grandfather, who really pushed me to do my best in everything and push the limit and just grow beyond the traditional role of a woman in the Middle East.
I love that. And it's so, you know, for all women, it's a challenge, but especially in the Middle East, where women are not as valued in some of the Western world and other places. So, you know, you have used your skills and your superpowers as a strategist and really built brands from the ground up. Tell me how you created this idea to have a boutique that also did classes, that also did empowerment, and also, you know, took some of the sales of these gently used clothing to support women in the nonprofit landscape. And then we'll talk a little bit about how Hypatia Collaborative assisted you. So talk to me a little bit about how you developed this and what this is all about, this nonprofit.
Perfect. So my background is in the corporate world, the for-profit world. So being in the nonprofit world is very new to me. And I wanted to make sure that I have a constant and a continuous revenue stream, regardless of the funds that might come in one year or not. So that was the idea and the model behind an upscale thrift boutique. And us being on Central Avenue is very, very intentional. One, we get great donations that we sort through them. We steam every single one. They are on wood hangers. People do not believe it's a thrift store, and that provides a continuous revenue stream, which have got us to be in the black and financially stable from day one. And that also partially supports the workshops that we do. We have a 12-month program consisting of quarterly workshops that we focus on building women from the inside out. So confidence building, identity anchoring in truth, workshops on financial literacy, resume readiness, internship opportunities as well at our store. So we can really anchor these young women, the Gen Zs who have face hardship, to be ready to come back and be integrated in the community. We do that by partnering with case managers and organizations who are doing the foundational work of rescuing and housing these beautiful girls, while we come in and walk alongside them to move them from a survivor stage to a thriver in the community. Our motto is, from survivor to thriver, her story threaded in hope. And it's been really a wonderful 2-year journey, and we've seen the transformation on the girls from lack of confidence to confidence to realizing their skills and knowing what to do and what to focus on so they can actually succeed back in the community and not fall back in a victimizing circumstances again.
You know, it's so amazing because 2 years ago when you were first starting this and you were at Radio St. Pete's studio with us, you know, you had just made partnerships with CASA. Tell us about some of the people you partner with and the organizations, and then let's talk about your signature program that you do for the women.
Okay. We have partnered with many organizations. CASA is one of them, and we're so honored to be partnered with them. I love the work that they do. We have also partnered with Created Women, who are rescuing and housing girls who have suffered trafficking, as well as, I love this organization, Starting Right Now, who are housing teenagers who have been homeless, as well as Alpha House, which is a beautiful organization taking care of pregnant, homeless women, teenage women, as well as a partnership with Academy Prep and Heels to Heal and a few others. It's been a wonderful partnership, and we're growing in partnership with different organizations who are as well aligned as our objective of serving this population. And we also offer all these young women the chance to come and shop their needs for free at our boutique in a private setting where they are paired with a stylist. They get their needs met in terms of clothing for like $100 worth of clothes, as well as brand new undergarments and personal hygiene products, which are very needed.
You know, I just love every single aspect of this. Share with me some of the people you've met. I know you can't mention them by name, but share with me some of the girls' stories.
So we don't know all the details of the background stories, mm-hmm. but we get a little bit of an understanding where they come from. We have just finished one of our signature workshop, Identity Rooted in Truth, and girls who have participated are mainly girls who have been trafficked or homeless and also had very hard lives. And I remember a girl who came into this workshop. She was sitting way in the back. We do a survey like before we even start, and she said she was nervous. She doesn't know what to expect. She was very quiet. And then throughout the workshop, she started relaxing, smiling. Our main objective was connecting with them, and we did connect with her as well. And she said she felt hopeful. She felt confident after the workshop, and that her identity is not what happened to her, but there is hope for her. She felt stronger, that she can really move on with a new identity, and there is hope for her future. And for me, that was a huge win to see that and to see her joyful when we went afterwards to the boutique to be able to choose clothes for her. We've seen that a lot. They feel that we connect with them, that we welcome them, that there is no judgment.
So I know that
of their past. Yeah.
I know that you send the girls out with a journal to continue their spiritual journey and to document it. How does that help with their self-esteem, and how does it help them empower themselves to live their best life?
So there's Psalm 139, which talks basically about you are fearfully and wonderfully made. and their identity is beautiful, that God doesn't make any mistakes, and they are beautiful. That's what happened to them will strengthen them. And we talk about it from a fabric standpoint, that, you know, you can have scissors cut through fabric, but if you only look at that, you think the fabric is ruined, but actually it is being redesigned into a beautiful dress or a top or skirt. And same for us. The wound that happened and the bad experience is not the end. We can reform that and redefine it into something much more beautiful. So we encourage them. We also gave them a book that has great affirmation codes, so they can keep journaling based on their new identity every day, how they keep moving forward and redefine themselves, and that's what happened to them before. So we encourage them to journal and write down their experiences every day, so they can look at it and keep moving forward.
Folks, if you've just joined me on today's Good Deeds, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. I'm talking with Sarah Garas, Woven Anew, a boutique with a purpose, a safe haven for hope on Central Avenue. It's located in the heart of downtown. It helps give women a safe haven that they can find their dignity, encouragement, and practical support as they overcome trauma, hardship, and life challenges. So, Sarah, how can the community support you? Of course, donating clothing. What about volunteering to do mentoring and to help with the classes?
So we love our volunteers, and we encourage the community to come and volunteer at the store. Like I said, the boutique is so beautiful, and we put a lot of effort into sorting, into steaming, tagging, organizing things color-coded on the racks. For the classes, we want to make sure that we provide research and professionally led workshops. So the workshops are usually led by people with skills and experience, trauma-informed and professional. So mentorship is not a thing that we just include. It's mainly facilitating the workshops that we do, but we want to make sure that what we offer to these girls is something that's backed by research. It's done through professionals in their field in regarding to the title of the workshop. Volunteers are welcome to facilitate the workshop with us and being personal stylists with the girls once they come shopping, and also volunteering at the store, teaming up with our staff during the shifts. These are the best opportunities.
And where can people find out more about you online? And I know that you've got a wonderful Facebook and Instagram page as well.
Yes, we have just updated our website, and it's wovenanew.org. So when they can also go there, and they can sign up to volunteer as well on the website, as well if they also visit our store and want to decide right then to volunteer, we have a sign-up sheet there as well.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for being with us today. And how can young women, do your young women by referral, or do they reach out to you directly? How does that work?
That's an excellent question. We do work by referral. We partner with organizations, like I said, like schools, shelters, case managers, foster care. So we want to make sure that we build a relationship and we monitor the progress of these girls. So we do not take walk-ins, but our partnership is with the organization and not with the girls. If anyone know of a good organization that's like-minded and serve that population of 12 to 25 young women, we would love to partner with them and serve them in any way we can, through the clothes or the workshops.
Very good. Well, thank you. Thank you so, so much for being with us today, and we look forward to having you back in studio after the summer to tell us more about this wonderful nonprofit. But before we leave, talk to me a little bit about Hypatia Collaborative and how they helped you shape your journey with the new name and the rebranding.
Thank you. I am so grateful to Hypatia. I got the connection through a common friend, and I contacted them, and they asked me, I take over 100 questions. which I only knew the answer to some of them. And because of that, they did their homework and saw where do we need the help in terms of strategy setting, in terms of priorities. They helped us with the website. They helped us with communication focus. They helped us with many aspects, grant writing. And it has been so wonderful, and it's really helped our change of name, change of slight focus in terms of deepen our impact in the community. I am extremely grateful to Hypatia for their help in setting this new name and a new direction for us to serve St. Pete and beyond.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Listen, folks, for Good Deeds, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and we have been talking about this wonderful organization, nonprofit in St. Pete, which is where not just Good Deeds live, but where local music and conversations live. Thank you, Sarah, for being part of this conversation today.
Thank you, Nanette, so much.